Good morning.
Good morning
and welcome to worship this morning, and a happy Easter to you all. Christ has risen. Come to intimations first, and I know that the members of the congregations will be saddened to learn of the death of Jean Patterson. Her funeral will be on Wednesday, 1st of May, here at 1:15 and then at Hawk Hill Cemetery at 2 o'clock. Let's just join together in prayer. Let's pray. Heavenly Father, we come and we give you thanks for Jean. We thank you for all that she has been to each one of us. We thank you, Lord, that she knows who you are. And on this day, as we remember Jesus' resurrection, so we give thanks that he came to give eternal life. We pray too and ask for your spirit of peace and comfort for all the family. And Lord, if you would just bless them now in Jesus' precious name. Amen. A reminder too for Wilson McClellan's funeral is on Tuesday here at 11:30, and then crematorium at 12:30. Just complete mind blank, sorry. 11:30 here, 12:30 at crematorium at Holmesford Bridge, and then on Thursday morning at 10:30 at the Holmesford Bridge crematorium, we have David Symington's funeral. We turn to our intimations then. First general one, in an event of an emergency and a fire alarm, the exits would be through the doors there and out into the front and up to the school car park as the meeting area. If we're in the back of the church, in the halls, then out through the two side exits and again up to the car park. You will be directed though. Tea and coffee after the service, please feel free to join us just for a time together and a share together. Livingston Guild carry out the usual tidy up the kitchen and guild cupboards Tuesday, and on Wednesday 24th April at 2 o'clock the ABM of the Guild will take place in St Margaret's Dalry. Mary Wilson is collecting used stamps for the Church of Scotland's World Mission Council 2019 stamp appeal. If you've got any stamps, you can hand them to Mary or just leave them on the table in the vestibule. And articles are now being accepted for the June issue of the Livingston's Herald to Alan Kerr or email by the 28th of April, and the email address is there, magazine@livingstonchurch.org.uk. Kirk Session meeting, a reminder for the Livingston Kirk Session, we meet 7 o'clock in the small hall on Wednesday, 1st of May. And as usual, encouraged to join in the prayer time down in the pews there, the transept, between 10:05 and 10:25. Just remain seated as we watch and join in to singing, if you wish, a video, Oh Happy Day.
Rescue me, sing it out, Jesus is alive.
Let's rise to sing together. Jesus Christ is risen today. Turn to the words of Scripture. Listen now, each one, for the Word of God from John 11 and starting verse 17 to verse 37. On his arrival, Jesus found that Lazarus had already been in the tomb for 4 days. Now, Bethany was less than 2 miles from Jerusalem, and many Jews had come to Martha and Mary to comfort them in the loss of their brother. When Martha heard that Jesus was coming, she went out to meet him, but Mary stayed at home. Lord, Martha said to Jesus, if you had been here, my brother would not have died. But I know that even now God will ask you whatever you ask. Sorry, God will give you whatever you ask. Jesus said to her, your brother will rise again. Martha answered, I know he will rise again in the resurrection at the last day. And Jesus said to her, I am the resurrection and the life. The one who believes in me will live even though they die. And whoever lives by believing in me will never die. Do you believe this? Yes, Lord, she replied. I believe that you are the Messiah, the Son of God, who is to come into the world. After she said this, she went back and called her sister Mary aside. The teacher is here, she said, and is asking for you. When Mary heard this, she got up quickly and went to them. Now Jesus had not yet entered the village, but was still at the place where Martha had met him. When the Jews who had been with Mary in the house, comforting her, noticed how quickly she got up and went out, they followed her, supposing she was going to the tomb to mourn there. When Mary reached the place where Jesus was and saw him, she fell at his feet and said, Lord, if you had been here, my brother would not have died. When Jesus saw her weeping, and the Jews who had come along with her also weeping, he was deeply moved in spirit and troubled. Where have you laid him? He asked. Come and see, Lord, they replied. Jesus wept. Then the Jews said, see how he loved him. But some of them said, could not he who opened the eyes of the blind man have kept this man from dying. Amen. And may God add his blessing to this reading of his word. To him all glory, honour and praise. Let's just turn together in prayer now. Let's pray. Holy and risen Lord, on this day we praise you. On this day we worship you. On this day we draw close to you and rejoice that you come to us still. Out of darkness into light, out of grief into joy, out of fear into hope. Rejoicing in the presence of our living Saviour, we are bold to come close and be glad that in this life we are not alone. In this life there is someone we can trust. In this life the promise becomes reality because of you. Heavenly Father, as we stand in the light of the resurrection of Jesus Christ, we become aware of all that breaks and tarnishes and diminishes our lives. For times when we choose darkness over light, for times when we speak words of harm and not healing, for times when our actions show no faithfulness, forgive us. Come this day, this Easter day, Lord, with your power to set us free from sin and death, from pettiness and insincerity, that we may be a people called by name, liberated to love, empowered to serve. We pray this, Lord, and we ask that you would hear all our prayers as we pray together using the words of Jesus. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come. Thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our debts as we forgive our and lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, the power and the glory forever. Amen. Just really, before we go further, I just want to thank all those who put this table together. It's absolutely beautiful. So thank you very much. And we now have Margaret, are you leading this bit? This is you.
Sneak in here. Is this the microphone that's on? Or? Yeah, or can I use that one? Right. Okay, so we're going to sing a few songs for you. We chose two, which we'll sing in a minute, but we do have a lot of wee tinies, and we do really like Running Over and Deep and Wide. So we're going to sing that first, because that's our favourite song, isn't it? And even young Kirk can do it, can't you? So we're going to do that one first, and then we'll come back to Easter. Excellent. Now, our next song is We Have a King Who Rides a Donkey. So it starts off in the sort of Palm Sunday end of things, but very quickly in the chorus we get to Jesus the King is risen. Please feel free to sing along with us. We'd love you to sing along with us and help the children. So we'll sing We Have a King Who Rides a Donkey. Thank you.
king who rides a donkey. We have a king who rides a donkey, and his name is Jesus. Jesus, the king is risen. Jesus, the king is risen. Jesus, the king is risen. Early in the morning. We have a king who cares for people. We have a king who cares for people. We have a king who cares for people, and his name is Jesus. Jesus, the king is risen. Jesus, the king.
I think that sounded like the hooves of the horse there. Well done to our percussion section. Well done. Now, our final song is Alive, Alive, Alive Forevermore. It is lively. And do you remember, watch Christine at the end of the last wee bit, because remember we go down quietly and then we might shout something out loud. Okay, so watch for Christine. She'll tell you what to do. Okay.
As we sing our next song, See What a Morning, the offering will be uplifted during that next song. See What a Morning.
Light and Spirit who clothes faith with certainty. Honor and blessing, glory and praise to the King, crowned with power and authority. And we are raised with Him. Death is dead, love has won, Christ has conquered. And we shall reign with Him, for He lives, Christ is risen.
Let's join together in prayer. Let's pray. Heavenly Father, to our lives this Easter day, the joy of Thanksgiving comes. We join with all your world to bring our thanks for hope restored and life renewed. Father, as we pray this morning, we pray and rejoice that we can be together. We pray, Lord, that as we worship you, we would know more and more of you, that your Spirit would be deep in our hearts. Father, as we pray this morning, we bring the prayers of our hearts to you, Lord. So we pray for each one here, those who are on our left, those who are on our right, those who are in front of us, those who are behind us, those who are seated above us, those who are seated below us. And Lord, we also pray for those who will listen in to this service later. Father, we pray for those in Sri Lanka, for the 137 that have been killed through these bombings, for the many injured, the chaos that there is there, Lord, we pray for your peace and your comfort. Lord, we pray around your world this morning for where your people are being persecuted. We pray for their protection. And Lord, as we pray for our nation, we pray for the governments, and we pray too for Her Majesty the Queen, our birthday being today. Lord, as we worship, we praise you and we give you thanks. Lord, we pray that you would be with us at all times. In Jesus' precious name, amen. Right, just as we get ourselves ready for the puppets, just got one wee thing to do first, which should get a little bit of action. Ryan.
Ryan.
Come here. Come here. What do you see there? Can you hold it up? Let everyone see. Right into the front. Let everyone see. Now, there's some of them hidden around the church. If any of the young people, not so young people, want to go and find some, go. Should come right down. Yeah. Come here. One. Come on. Hi. Isn't it? Do you think we've got them all? Who never got one? Jim, there's some through there for you. Only wait for the puppeteers to come down. Okay, now we've got that chaos done. We're going to have young folk with the puppets, Christian Believer.
I can hide 'neath his wings and can raise my voice and sing. I love to talk about the King of Kings. For God is great and he's wise, wipes the tears out of my eyes. We give our hearts and he gives us everything.
Let the heavens ring.
going to sing a new song now. It's a song I actually got from one of the schools, Easter Jubilation. You'll catch on to it very, very quickly. Let's stand to sing.
Easter jubilation fills the streets and towns. Celebrations have begun. Hear the music and the dancing now. Join the laughter and the fun. Oh, raise a joyful shout. Clap your hands and dance, let your feelings out. Oh, hear what it's about. Christ the Lord has come to set us free. Put aside your sorrows, wipe your tears away, for a better time will come. There's a promise of a brighter day. Join the laughter and the fun. Oh, raise a joyful shout. Clap your hands and dance, let your feelings out. Oh, hear what it's about. Christ the Lord has come to set us free. La 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 la
Let's just have a moment in prayer. Let's pray. Father, we just rejoice that Christ has come to set us free. We thank you for that. And Lord, may your Spirit continue to be with us. May you open us up to your word. And may the words of my mouth and meditations of all our hearts be acceptable in your sight, O Lord our God. You know, there's when we get to this part in John's Gospel, we begin to realize that Jesus has raised three people from the dead. But at the point of his raising Lazarus, the older man, from the dead, but he's also raised a 12-year-old girl and a young man. And both have been dead for some time, but this Lazarus would have been dead for 4 days before Jesus raised him. And the point that we're getting to hear this morning that we need to really think about is, what is it all about? Jesus says, I am the resurrection and the life. Last week we had a look at the way, the truth and the life, and now we're at the resurrection and the life. Jesus is the resurrection and the life. And what we fall short of the mark if we think it's just about Jesus rising again, because it's so much more. The resurrection of Christ is so much more about that, about life. Jesus is life. That's what we're being told here. That to salvation, our redemption, is not about a set of rules. It's about living. It's about eternal life. And Jesus is that life. When sinners hear the voice of the Son of God, the Word, and believe, they are given eternal life. God gives us his Word. He gives his Word for everyone. Jesus Christ died for all, so that those who believe would have eternal life. And when he says that he's the resurrection, the life, he who believes in me will live even though he dies, and whoever lives and believes in me will never die. And that really means that someone who believes in Jesus Christ has eternal life. And this is something that transcends, goes beyond a physical death. The person is living and believing. They will never die, but will make an instant transition from that old life into a new life. This is part of the redemption, the salvation, that when we come to Christ, when we confess him to be Lord, because of his resurrection, we inherit eternal life. And that sits there for each one of us. And as we've gone through this week, in fact, we've gone through the last few Sundays looking at the I Am sayings of Jesus, working out who Jesus is. And now we've gone through Holy Week, we've been looking at what that means. And in particular in the context, last Sunday I spoke about a young man who grew up, and all he knew about life was that which was around him, the culture. It was around him during the week. Looked a couple of times at what Easter meant for him in his life. And one of the big things we spoke about on Thursday was the forgiveness of sin. Again, something that Jesus has brought with him in his resurrection, that during that time that he was dead, he was with the dead and he beat the dead. He won a victory for us. And in doing so, he brings us eternal life. But as he goes on the cross, he takes all our burdens, all our sins, the sins of the people in the past, sins of the people at the time, the sins of us, and into the future, he takes all these onto the cross for us. And he becomes that sinful, broken man, dies on the cross. And this morning we remember he is risen. And he is risen with a great victory over death. He is risen with a great victory, and he brings us eternal life. He says, I am the resurrection and the life. And that's for each one of us. And actually, it's for each one of us to look at and to bring into our own hearts. Because the knowledge of God can sit here in our heads, but if it never reaches our hearts, we don't really have it grasped. And that's why he sends his Spirit to lead. And next week we start looking at the Holy Spirit, the Counselor, the Advisor. But for this morning, we celebrate, we rejoice, for he is risen. That resurrection, that eternal life that he brings. And you know, it's not just for us, it's for everyone, for those who believe. And you know, the amazing thing is, for me anyway, that Jesus just had to do this once. So we don't have to look for other sacrifices. He's taken the sacrifice. He is the sacrifice. He did this once. He died and he rose again. He took in our sins and he rose again and brings us eternal life. That's why we celebrate. That's why we rejoice. That's what life is about living in the presence of the risen Christ. Let's pray. Heavenly Father, we thank you. And Lord, I ask your Spirit present with us now. We just work in each one of us. Bring something new to our hearts about Jesus being the resurrection and the life. Father, for those who need it, make this real for them. For those who kind of know this, make this real. again. Father, you call us to have a joy in life and a joy in worshipping you. In fact, Lord, you call us to worship you, to glorify you and enjoy you forever. By your Spirit, lead us and praise us. Lead us and enable us to praise you as you lead us day by day. In Jesus' name, amen. As we come to our closing hymn, after the hymn we'll stay standing for the blessing, and then instead of the threefold amen, I'm going to say, and all God's people said, and we all say amen. It'll be up on the screen, but that's just the warning for you. That's what's coming. Thine be the glory. At the end as we sing peace to you, please look around and catch people's eyes, give them a wave, wish them a peace, wish them peace to you, whether it's a hug or a handshake after the service, however you do that. And now, Lord, as we worship you, we go from this place remembering the resurrection and the life of our Lord Jesus, the eternal life that he's given us, the forgiveness of sins. Lord, we pray that you would allow that to be played out in our lives with other people. And the grace of the Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God, and the fellowship of the Holy Spirit be with each one now and until Jesus comes again and then forevermore. And all God's people said, Amen. Amen.